Track 39. Ready for speaking. Part 3. Collaborative task.
Now, I'd like you to talk about something together for about 2 minutes. I'd like you to imagine that the History Museum in your town would like to introduce some new features to attract more visitors. Here are some of the ideas which have been suggested and a question for you to discuss. First, you have some time to look at the task. Now, talk to each other about what types of people these different ideas would appeal to.
Which one shall we start with?
Let's talk about the computer exhibition first. I think it would appeal to all different types of people because computers are so important today. Young people especially would be interested to see what they were like 20 or 30 years ago before they were born.
Yes, and older people like our parents or even our grandparents would be interested to remember what computers were like when they were younger. Okay, let's move on to the medieval fair. I think it would also attract people of all ages. It could be good fun, don't you think?
Yes, I do. Visitors could take part in different activities and games and eat medieval food. And if the organizers dressed up in costumes, then that would make history very colorful and realistic. I think it would bring in lots of families with young children.
Yes, I agree. Now, what do you think about the concerts? This would be ideal for people who work near the museum. They could come during their lunch break and have a relaxing moment.
That's true, but I don't think many people would be able to go, especially if the museum is in this city. Everyone is busy all day. But retired people would probably appreciate it and have more time to enjoy it.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It would be very pleasant for them. Now let's move on to the theatrical representations. I think it depends if they're serious or funny. If they're serious and formal, then I think they'd probably be more suitable for adults or people who go to the theater a lot. But if they're funny, if they make people laugh, then I think nearly everyone will find them enjoyable, including the children. Do you agree?
Yes, definitely. I think if the museum wants to attract more visitors, then they have to make sure that they appeal to as many different types of people as possible.
Exactly, and I think this will be true for the dressing up in costumes. I think nearly everyone will like this, don't you?
Well, I'm not so sure. It wouldn't appeal to me, for example. I don't like dressing up or attracting attention to myself. Families with children would enjoy doing this and taking photos of each other. But I don't think couples or people on their own would be very interested.
Thank you. Now you have about a minute to decide which two ideas would be most successful in attracting new visitors.
Right, well, I think Paolo made a good point earlier that the museum must appeal to as many different types of people as possible. And I think we both agreed that the medieval fair would attract people of all ages. So, Paolo, do you agree that that might be one of the best two choices?
Yes, I do. I think it doesn't matter if you're on your own, in a couple, with friends, in a family. Everyone would enjoy it. And I'm sure it would bring in many, many visitors to the museum. I think this is also true for the computer exhibition, but you don't agree, I think.
No, I'm sorry. I know you like computers, but I would be bored. People have enough of computers at work. As I said before, I think nearly everyone will like the dressing up. Not you, maybe, but if the museum wants to attract more visitors, it needs to have more fun activities, not more exhibitions.
Okay, so we don't agree on that, but we did both agree before that if the theatrical representations were funny and not serious, then that would be very successful.
Yes, that's true. I think that...
Thank you.